depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love John Kennedy, and I can't get enough of him. This was John Kennedy last night on Fox. This is cut three, by the way. Not surprised by Biden's cratering poll numbers. This was last night on Fox.
Well, I'm trying to be more careful now that I know you can be slapped for telling a bad joke. But in my opinion, unless you have untreated mental illness, most fair-minded Americans understand that while Republicans are not perfect, the other side, or at least most members of the other side, are crazy. And the leader, of course, of the other side is President Biden. President Biden has been an almost perfect example of ineptitude. The Biden administration stands for more government, higher taxes, more spending, more debt, more regulation, a weaker military, abortion on demand. They want to turn cops into social workers. The Biden administration has mismanaged Congress. It's mismanaged COVID. It's mismanaged immigration. It's mismanaged crime. It's mismanaged Afghanistan. And it's mismanaged inflation. But it's worth asking why. I mean, there's some smart people in the Biden administration. And I think the answer to that is clear, too. The Biden administration has embraced and is being run by the wokers. It's easy to recognize the wokers. They hate George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Dr. Seuss, and Mr. Potato Head. The wokers also hate America, and they want to beat the crap out of it. And the wokers think they're smarter and more virtuous than the rest of us. They think all non-wokers are racist and ignorant and misogynistic. They think we should shut up and listen to them and let them run our lives, and they'll let us maybe eat meat occasionally. And that is a long-winded way of explaining why the majority of the American people right now trust the Biden administration like they trust a Kmart bathroom.
Now, you tell me if he wouldn't be great on a Donald Trump ticket. I'm not sure how important Louisiana is to a presidential race. Sometimes you add a presidential nominee to give you strength in his or her own state. But the fact is, I think, you know, you talk about a guy that would be great as president. To me, John Kennedy fits the bill. He really does. And can you imagine him on a ticket with Donald J. Trump in 2024? I can. And I'd love to see it. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. There's problems for Amazon Prime. Congress is going after him. Democrats are anyway. I've been seeing ads up trying to protect Prime. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, I got to say, I know it's early, but for a Friday, the freeways don't look all too bad right now at 131. Summerlin Parkway there, no problems up there in the nice neighborhoods. US 95, no delays or restrictions as you work your way through there on the northern side around the Rainbow Curve as well. Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 east at Decatur. There is an incident on Sunset, eastbound Sunset at the 515 interchange. Also look out for that crash on Interstate 11 at mile marker 2. The right lane is blocked there. And only two lanes available downtown on the 515 between Main and Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Good win for the Vegas Golden Knights yesterday. They defeat Calgary by a 6-1 score. Calgary native Logan Thompson in goal. He makes 35 saves. The Golden Knights remain 2 points behind the Dallas Stars and Nashville Predators for those final wild card berths in the Western Conference. Golden Knights back at tomorrow when they play at Edmonton. UNLV baseball, they get a good win yesterday, defeating San Jose State by a 13-12 score. Game two of that three-game series coming up this evening. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
One historic game. A prime-time event. Saturday, the USFL makes history with a special opening night. Birmingham Stallions open the season against the New Jersey Generals.
Above this!
Live on Fox and NBC.
The biggest game!
USFL kicks off Saturday, 7:30 Eastern on Fox and NBC.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've been talking a lot about how Biden inflation has hurt just about everybody. I was at a convenience store two nights ago and watched a guy fill up his tank with gas, like 65, 70 bucks, whatever it was. And we just talked for a minute by the pump. He says, man, I can't afford this. I've got to drive across town and across town and across town. I can't do it anymore because it's eating up too much gas. because gas is too damn expensive. Well, it's also hurting small businesses. And another great example of that just came just in the last day or so with our friends at Amazon Prime.
Yeah, indeed. The Amazon CEO, Andy Jassy, says that the company needs to add a fuel and inflation surcharge to deal with the rising costs of inflation. They're also blaming the coronavirus pandemic and the war in Ukraine, calling it a perfect storm of sorts. So Amazon has said that they have tried to assume all of the costs wherever possible, but it's an untenable situation right now. So they are imposing, this starts 2 weeks from now, Amazon is imposing a 5% fee to all U.S. third-party sellers who use its shipping and storage services. And that's going to affect a lot of people. And again, people are frustrated because those fees and costs, whatever you want to call it, they're going to be passed on to the customer. So that the customer always loses in this situation because the retailer, or in this case, Amazon, they're in position. They've got the goods that you want, and if you want them, you got to pay the premium.
Well, and that's the thing that Democrats miss more than anything when they say, "Well, this tax will only will only impact those people making $400,000 or more." They always forget that the people that make $400,000 or more probably own the companies, and they're going to pass that increase on to the consumer. And so it's going to impact all of us eventually. It's just a trickle-down thing.
And not only that, but there's, again, more disruptions in the tech supply chains right now because a lot of the goods that we consume are made in China. And you take a look at Shanghai right now, it's on lockdown. So you've got all these people, and I just saw the other day, there was, it was made in China. It was a big chair. It was a fancy chair, you know, the kind that give you a back rub and
oh, yeah,
do all these things. Well, I saw on the back of the box, it said made in China. So that's where a lot of these products that we consume come from, and there's a supply chain issue there as well. So there's just nothing good going on right now. And what does Biden want to do? Hey, let's open up the borders and cause more chaos.
Yeah, yeah. You drive for Uber and Lyft, and I'm curious. I used Lyft a couple of weeks ago, and they did say that there is some sort of surcharge, a fuel surcharge that's going on there. What are you hearing among the ride-sharing folks?
It's been a while since I've taken a ride, in all honesty, but I did get on my device some information saying that there is a surcharge on there, so it kind of mitigates the costs or the extra costs, because that's something that we've always had to absorb. Because it's our own personal business. It's our version of being an entrepreneur, because we can work whenever we want to, and if we don't want to, we don't want to, or we don't do it. So that's the way I've approached this, and I haven't been out since gas has been over $5 a gallon, but apparently there is from what I hear, there is a surcharge that you have to pay for as a consumer.
Wow. Yeah. It's trickle down. It's going to hit all of us. And many of us have not felt the pain yet, but they will feel the pain very, very, very soon. More from Gentleman Jim Dallas coming up a little bit later on. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Good Friday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm Attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital, and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm Attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, Managing Attorney.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense. Do it right now, 702-483-0220. That number again, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Gentleman Jim Dallas will be along in just a few minutes with another story about social media that has me a little bit scared. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But I wanted you to hear from, you know, we were talking with Keith Skipper about how here in Southern Nevada and across the state, we have been able to attract and vet some really terrific candidates for public office. People that maybe had helped, volunteered in other campaigns, they're now running in their own campaign. Herschel Walker is a guy that you obviously saw on the football field, and we've been talking about the USFL and all of that returning. This was last night, Herschel Walker responding to attacks in the Georgia Senate race. Listen to this. This is cut one.
Now tonight, more disgusting, baseless smears against African-American conservatives as a new column by far-left columnist Ellie Mistal is entitled, quote, "The Herschel Walker Senate campaign is an insult to black people," calling the Walker campaign a, quote, "political minstrel show." Now, of course, this is just another attempt to smear, slander, besmirch, and attack a campaign that has built massive momentum in the state of Georgia and running on an America First, Make America Great Again agenda. Remember, all the knives are out for Herschel, like any other conservative. And recently, Biden fired Walker from the President's Council on Health, Fitness, and Nutrition. Why? Because Democrats, you think that's the least political position. They're in desperation mode as the Biden agenda is failing on every front ahead of the 2022 midterms. So all they got left is smear, slander, besmirch, attack, lie, all the above. Here with reaction, Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker. You know, I find this happens to African-American conservatives so often. I would like to say that I'm shocked, but I'm not. Why do you think this exists? Because in this woke world of the left, you can't talk this way about people. But there are exceptions if you're a conservative, especially an African-American conservative.
Well, you're 100% correct. They're going to do this here, and I know what I signed up for when I decided to run. But what's strange about it is he's not telling everyone that the Democratic Party has left brown and black people behind. They forgot all about us. And they not just forgot about us. You look at the policies that's going on, which has nothing to do with color. What it has to do with is these policies are not suitable for the people of Georgia. They're not suitable for the people of the United States of America. And it doesn't matter what he called me. You know, I was bullied when I was a little kid. Words are not going to hurt me. Right now, he knows, and I'm going to take my athletic world out of this. I'm the most qualified candidate for this race right now, and I'm the most qualified candidate to represent Georgia as a United States Senator. So it doesn't matter what you say. I know what I've done. You know, first of all, I did graduate as one of the top members in my class in high school, and I do have one of the largest minority-owned food service companies in the United States of America because I worked my tail off to become that, and I want everyone to have the same advantages that I've had, and the way you do that is by working hard, by getting out there, putting the perspiration and aspiration to whatever you do, make sure you do it the right way, and so it doesn't matter what they say. I represent the people of Georgia, and I'm not going to do what people tell me to do, and I'm not going to have you to bully me because you can't, but what I would love to do for you to take the time to come down to Georgia, we sit down and break bread because I'm about bringing people together, not separating people. What it seems like you are is to separate people because of color. That's not Herschel Walker.
I like Herschel Walker. I really do. I think he's a breath of fresh air. Now, what is really sad about this is that people that are coming after him are not just Demo rats. They're African Americans are trying to besmirch the reputation of Herschel Walker. And this guy is a solid stand-up guy. That's what's so sad about this. And this has happened to Michael Steele. It's happened to all kinds of African American candidates who just happen to be conservative. They just happen to be Republicans. And all of a sudden, you know, the African Americans going after their own. And that's a little bit sad. Coming up, Fox News and the new Trump social app is both are in the news today. You may not like what you're going to hear, but we're going to tell you in just a few minutes. So stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I don't know about you, but I love the opening of the Major League Baseball season. For the next 7 months, you can watch baseball in any neighborhood sports bar. But over the last few years, I had trouble hearing table conversations during televised games. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo of Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, even close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we're going to get to the bottom of this whole CCSD thing. They've got new guidelines, but do they have the money to pay for the guidelines? We'll talk about that with Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board trustee, who has been very, very vocal and a critic of the district. But he's also one of the biggest supporter of our kids that I know of. That'll be coming up in just a couple minutes. And don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up at 3:05. Big, big, big stuff going on there. Tell you what let's do. Let's bring in Gentleman Jim Dallas, because Fox News was an entity that I thought would support the new Truth Social, the new Trump social app. But it looks like they may not be on board. What's going on?
Yeah, this is kind of a head-scratcher here, because President Donald Trump's new Truth Social media platform is getting a lot of rave reviews. And in fact, there was 500,000 people who have signed up for Truth Social, the app, in the first 48 hours of its existence. So a lot of people are hungry for this, and you would think that friendly outlets like Fox would be in support of this, because other conservative outlets like OAN and Newsmax, they have jumped on board and are a part